When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're taking the calls on Alliance here at 248-539-9797. Same number to text as well. And I just going through Twitter and I came across this, Kang. Thought it was interesting. It's football related. But it's from a Twitter follower called Ox God. They have over 130,000 followers. And
Ox God?
Ox God.
Okay. A-U-X?
A-U-X.
He's got the ox.
Ox. He's got it. And he tweeted this out about the movie Any Given Sunday. Because apparently this is the 25th anniversary of Any Given Sunday. And the phrase is often used in the NFL for a reason. Because you never know who's going to win on Any Given Sunday. And talking about the casting of the movie and how different the movie would have been if this were the case, but they didn't do this. And then there's a reason why they didn't do it, which is hysterical. But it says, P. Diddy was initially cast as Willie Beeman, but scheduling conflicts supposedly caused him to drop out, leaving the role to Jamie Foxx. And then it says, other sources cite that when the football experts began working with Combs on quarterback drills, they quickly realized that he had zero throwing experience. They knew he could never be convincing as a pro quarterback, whereas Fox was a natural athlete and quick learner at that position. Now, talk about kicking a man when he's down. Diddy's got enough issues.
Oh, does he?
He's got enough
issues. What's going issues. On? I haven't heard anything.
And now you're going to throw on there that, oh, by the way, no throwing experience. Dude can't throw a football.
He could throw a hell of a party, though.
Apparently.
I'm kidding. Allegedly.
Yeah. Careful.
Yeah. You know what the funny thing is about, like, you can't fake act your way through that. Like, these actors are tremendous. Like, the best actors in the world. I don't know. Name them. Whoever it is, right?
Right. Robert De Niro.
Yeah. DiCaprio. Whoever the new guys are. Timothy Chalamet, or whatever his name is. Andrew Garfield. I don't
Shut
know.
Shalamet Ding Dong.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. These English guys, whatever. They're all good actors. But get them to, like, play an athlete and do something athletic. You can't fake your way through that. Like, if Diddy or anybody can't throw a football, I mean, there's only so much you can do.
Like, yeah, there's like, only what so do you many cutaways you can do.
Yeah, yeah, who do you hire? Peyton Manning? And like, you know, yeah, exactly. Like, no, it's just not happening. Ben Johnson can't teach you how to throw a football.
Right.
You know?
It's funny, the first actor I threw out there was Robert De Niro, and I think back to his filmography. I mean, he played a boxer in Raging Bull. He was Jake LaMotta. And you go back and you watch that movie. It's filmed in black and white, even though it's from like 1980. It was one of the greatest movies ever made. And it's, you go back and watch that. It's some, the boxing isn't bad in that movie. It's not bad. The way it's shot is really interesting too. But like you watch like the first Rocky, the boxing's terrible. You know, all the Rocky movies, once you get to, actually Creed is actually pretty good with the boxing. But the original Rocky, the boxing scenes are terrible. The movie's awesome. Boxing scenes, not so much. But I think back to other like guys that, that played athletes. Dennis Quaid played a football player in a couple of movies. He was in any Given Sunday. He was the quarterback, the aging quarterback.
Yeah, he's they're basically saying this is Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. Like that was like they foresaw the future.
Right. And the other football movie he was in was Everybody's All-American, but he was a retired football player at this point. And that was interesting, although they did have some highlights of him playing when he was in college at LSU, and that's a good movie too. But you don't see often like actors being able to pull it off. You know, even baseball players, they try to be baseball players. Kevin Costner was able to do it in a number of baseball movies, like three or four different baseball movies.
Yeah, he must be decent at being, like, because he gets cast in those roles all the time.
Exactly.
I saw a movie, I forget what it was. It was like one of these teen movies back in the day where the guy was supposed to play a high school quarterback, and he looked like he had a broken arm when he was throwing the ball. Like, it was terrible, but they edited it really quick so you wouldn't be able to pay attention. But if you go back and look at these clips, like, why even let him throw a football? Like, it was bad, but he had to be the high school quarterback, you know?
The actor who played the quarterback in Friday Night Lights, who was in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah.
I forget. I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about. Was it
Lucas Black?
Was that sounds name? Very, very good. Spot on, I think. Hold on.
Not good.
No, I don't
watching
remember.
Watching him throw, it just...
It is Lucas Black.
Yeah. As I recall from watching that movie, I don't remember him looking like he was... an athlete. The other guys did. The linebacker Ivory, the guy who played the mm-hmm. character Ivory Christian. He looked really good. But others not so much. And then you go back and you watch that movie, and I love that movie, Friday Night Lights. But all these guys are tiny, you know, because it's you forget about Hollywood and how small the player
yeah,
the
like,
people are.
Yeah, 5'9".
Yeah, right? These aren't like this guy, linebacker looks like he's 6'5" and 250 pounds, and he's like
5'11".
5'11".
It's just well, like. Varsity Blues, James Vanderbeek. It looked like he could throw a football. I don't know if it was a stunt
double.
He didn't
want your life, though.
I know. But he could still throw a football.
Right.
Paul Walker. Did he throw a football? Because I don't get hurt.
Well, they got hurt right away in the movie. Sorry, spoiler alert.
What's up?
It's okay.
Scott
he came
Kahn?
Back to coach. Scott Kahn.
Dude, he's like 5'3". He's tiny. And he played a good receiver. Right. Like, I guess he's a slot receiver.
Tweeter. Yeah. Yeah. A little
but
little
yeah, you're right. These guys are Hollywood's generally a. Smaller, shorter, but so when they play athletes, it's deceiving how big they look.
It is. Let's go to the phones. Mike is in Warren. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. You guys, I was calling in about the gift cards.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple other things loose there, but I did love Robert Redford in The Natural. I mean, come on, he was great.
He was, and you know, it's funny because you go back and watch that, and there aren't many scenes that you actually have to see him being athletic, but he looked fine swinging a left-handed bat.
That's true. That's true. He's, I guess, not the most athletic guy. But and then the Lions, real quick, when Green Bay had their 12 consecutive NFC North titles or whatever, like everybody sucked. Why, when the Lions are 13-2, is everybody, you know, can't we just have a couple of gravy years where we just win the division easily? You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. You're right. Green Every Bay time the Packers, like Brett Favre moaned through the NFC, the North or Central, whatever it was at the time, and everybody else was terrible. It didn't matter. The wild card wasn't coming out of our division. You just had the division winner. Yeah. And now it's everybody's great.
And then the last thing I do want to say about that and the gift card thing, Kang, I think you had touched on it about if you buy the $100, you're like, it's giving them $100. If I give my kids $100, they'll probably go buy drugs with it or something. So I don't want to.
Oh, wow.
No, that's a bad joke. But the bad thing about those $100 gift cards or whatever is once they use them a couple times and then there's only like $2 to $9 on them, they have a hard time going and buying gas or buying something for just a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
And then the gift card just goes away.
That's why it's a waste of money. Yeah.
It's like, I swear, one's out of college, one's still a senior in college, and I think I've wasted, before I realized I can't buy these things for him, because I'd call and check the balance, and it'd be like $576, and I'm like, I probably wasted $200 in like little minimal change.
It all adds up.
Yeah. Maybe you are. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Just Venmo your kids, man. Just Venmo them. Cash App them.
Cash App?
I'm sorry, Gator.
Sorry. These are words I don't understand. Venmo, a cash app. I stay away from all that. I don't trust it. I don't know why I don't trust it. I just don't trust it. 248-539-9797. Same number to text us as well. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Look, cold weather can really wreak havoc on your garage doors. You got springs, rollers, any of the moving parts. They can break when the temperature drops, and we know it's getting cold out there, right? We're in the 30s, getting into the 20s. Heck, over the weekend, Saturday night, it was like 10 degrees outside. It was freezing. This is what we're getting, all right? So when that happens, the temperature's going to drop. It can wreak havoc on those parts. I recommend you call Precision Garage Door Service. Make sure everything is working properly. You got to properly maintain your garage doors. Otherwise, things can go bad and then go bad in a hurry. But if they do go bad in a hurry, you call them anyway because they can come out and they can fix your issues. They can give you a new garage door. They have garage doors in stock at the warehouse. They can install a new door for you in as little as 24 hours. So if you need new garage doors or maybe just some repairs, do what I've done in the past. Call Precision. They're the place. 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule at precisiondoormi.com. I don't want to get into the lyrics of this song, but if you were to read the lyrics, it gets a little creepy. And then they recreate this song in the movie Elf. And it seems like it's all sweet and innocent, but then you realize there's a giant elf in the women's bathroom where Zooey Deschanel is taking a shower and singing in the shower. It's a little creepy, too. I do love the movie Elf, though.
The whole premise of the movie, Gator, is...
Well, something. Well, there's one thing about being ridiculous. There's another thing about being creepy, right? I love Elf.
It's on a lot, by the way, right now.
What?
If you haven't noticed. It's on every day.
Elf? Hmm. Christmas Story.
I can't believe that movie is...
Die Hard's been on relentlessly.
Is that like 20 years old or something?
Elf?
Yeah.
It's got to be close. I would say 15. It's a great movie.
2003.
Wow, 21 years?
Can you believe it?
No, I did not know it was 21 years.
How old is Will Ferrell?
Think about how old. Will Ferrell's got to be 55, 58, somewhere in there, I would imagine. So, yeah, wow. How old is Zooey Deschanel? How old was she when she did the movie? I don't think she's that old.
Dude, Peter Dinklage is in it.
That's right. Peter Dinklage is in it. From Game of Thrones.
Yes.
James Caan.
Yeah. Lannister.
Faison Love.
Yeah. That's actually a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Mine's Home Alone.
Home Alone?
Yeah. I think obviously this depends on what era you grew up in.
Yeah.
Is what your favorite Christmas movie is. For me, it's always been Home Alone. The first one.
But I'm older than you, and I love Elf the best, I think.
You do? Oh, okay.
I think Elf is
Elf is a good movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah. I think it's my favorite. Well, I mean, the original Grinch cartoon is probably my favorite, but it's like 20 minutes long.
Do you subscribe to the theory that Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
No, it's not a Christmas movie. But
it just happens
I understand,
to take place during Christmas.
Yeah, it happens to take place during a Christmas party at the Nakatomi Plaza. I understand that. And I love Die Hard. The first one's great. Caught part of the second one the other night. It was on TV. God, it's terrible. It's just the second one's not very good. And then not that any of the sequels were not very good. You know, just like enough of this. I got it. You pissed off Hans Gruber's relatives. Fair enough. But nonetheless, Die Hard's fantastic. There's a movie that's out on Netflix right now. Something I was going to get into later in the week. I just want to mention it right now. The movie is called Carry On. And it's with Taron Egerton, who plays a TSA employee, and it's also got Jason Bateman in the movie, who plays a bit of a terrorist adjacent type person.
It's a different type of movie for Bateman.
It is.
For his role, I'm saying.
Yeah, it's dark for him, right? And they're billing it. It's on Netflix, and they're billing it like this will be the next the new Die Hard.
Oh, is it?
Because it's come out on Christmas, and you're going to think it's a Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie. It's a movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, because it's coming out during Christmas, they're going to try to make this like your next favorite Christmas movie that's not a Christmas movie.
Exactly. So when I was out last week,
can you carry on that bag?
No, you should not.
Wendy?
Yeah, combine carry on with Ozark. No, sure, we can. We can get that to Omaha. Wendy is. He needs to get this package to we can yeah, we can pass TSA. We have that capability.
Can I bring this on the FUR?
I miss Ozark already.
All right.
Anyway, so I'll get into that later in the week, but they're trying to build that as the next Die Hard, and I think it fell a little short. Just a little short. Let's go back to the phones. Claude is in Highland. You're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Claude.
Hey, I'm here.
Glad to hear it, Claude.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on your actors playing sports roles.
Yeah.
Slapshot, I don't know how many years ago. Oh, a good movie. But Paul Newman, he couldn't skate worth a damn. He's a player coach, as you recall.
Yeah, but in the movie, I thought they did an amazing job of hiding any flaws that these guys had as actors and skaters. I thought he passed. He looked fine.
Well, he was the only one that really, you know, he didn't really skate like he should skate. You know, if you're a hockey player, you understand, you know, that he didn't really play the part great as far as a skater. I mean, it was a great movie, and he was a great actor in that movie. But as far as his skating ability, not so much.
Yeah. Look, and thanks for the call, Claude. Slapshot's another one of his movies. It's entertaining. It's just flat out entertaining. And you could suspend the belief of what kind of ability they had as athletes in this, just like you would with the boxing in Rocky. I don't care that the boxing in Rocky was terrible. I love the story. I love the movie. I love Slapshot.
We got a ticket text here. Gator says, whoever's playing the Red Wings right now, they suck at playing hockey players. Those are not actors, people. Those are actual Red Wings NHL players.
Yeah, they're off to a rough start.
Yeah.
13 wins in 34
restless,
games.
Man.
Have we gotten any update on the Stoney stat?
No.
And that was actually, you brought it up, because Stoney brought it this morning about the Pistons and Red Wings both have 13 wins. You know, who's going to end up with more or whatever. And then you added to that and said, you know, the Lions have 13 wins as well. And we thought, is this like a scoregami type thing, a once in a historic thing where you have the football team, the basketball team, and a hockey team all with the same number of wins this late in the year? I think the most astonishing was that the Lions have 13.
Well, obviously, because it's never been done by the Lions before.
Exactly.
But, like, I mean, this
is... Although, is it is also astonishing that the Pistons have 13 at this point?
Like, theirs isn't a good way, unfortunately, because that's how bad they've been. I don't know. It's just, it's good and bad. Obviously it's bad for the hockey and basketball team, good for the football team. And it's just strange in general that, you know, all three at same amount of wins at the same time.
It feels odd. Joe is on his cell phone. You're next up here. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you guys too. Hey, I just want to, okay. Sorry, somebody's getting out of the car here. I just wanted to bring up, I don't know if you guys had ever seen the movie 61 about Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
Yes, with Barry Pepper is, I think he plays Roger Maris.
And
yeah.
Barry Pepper is Thomas Jane,
Mickey Mantle.
Well, there's a couple, because I was an extra in that movie, I was an extra ball player.
Yeah, they filmed that in Detroit, part of it at Old Tiger Stadium, yeah.
Yes. And, the guy that played Mickey Mantle, Thomas Jane, he had never played baseball in his life. He lied to beat a part because he looked him.
he does have a little bit of Mickey Mantle in his look, yeah.
Yeah, but he never played baseball. He lied. He said, "Yeah, I know how to play." Because I was talking with him, he goes, "Man, I you know, this is tough for me." And I'm like, "Really?" And Barry Pepper that played Roger Maris, he's a natural lefty, but he taught himself how to throw right-handed.
Wow.
If you can believe that.
That's impressive.
I was like, wow. Impressive. And there's scenes, if you remember Anthony Michael Hall, he was Whitey Ford.
Yes.
He's a right-hander, but the movie, the way they did it and stuff.
They just flipped the image, yeah.
Exactly. He's a righty, but they made him a lefty. It's so weird how Hollywood did those things and everything like that. But it is just so funny that you guys are bringing this up about guys playing movies, actors, and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was a cool 2 weeks of doing that stuff. But
And thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. I was thinking of the movie Youngblood with Rob Lowe as a hockey player. Patrick Swayze was in that. Keanu Reeves is in that movie, a young Keanu Reeves. And as I recall, Rob Lowe was pretty good as a skater. He looked just fine. And so did Swayze, although Swayze's not in it that long. Spoiler alert. There's an incident on the ice. Racky really, really laid it into him. So it was troublesome, but comes up with a great moment at the end of the movie where Dean Youngblood sticks up for him. Solid movie. Solid. Jared Goff joins us next year at 97.1 The Ticket. Okay, that the last question you asked Jared Goff about your relatives that are coming in from California, they haven't been here before, dealing with the winter.
Yeah.
And does Goff have any advice? And then
because I asked him too, because they're from Northern California, like the Bay Area. I think Goff is from that area, so I thought it'd be kind of.
But his response, he said something about, and it was funny because he's like, yeah, first thing I did is I bought like four or five giant winter coats.
Yeah, massive puffy coats.
Yeah, and we didn't have enough time. I wanted to ask him a follow-up, which would have been, why didn't you give one of those to Terrion Arnold?
Yeah, you shut him. Right? That went quick.
I mean,
my man Terrion Arnold, like, he's not used to this, man.
He's not. But he went out and geared up the next day and shot the next video where he's got this winter coat and the hood attachment to it or whatever, the top attachment to it, and you gotta get, but Jared Goff's comment about gloves. Gloves are key.
Gloves are huge.
They're massive.
Gloves can cover up for a lot of the cold. Like, if your hands feel okay, I think the rest of your body's like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. The hands are good. I'm good.
I'm all right.
But the funny thing is, they don't, like, I told you and Jared, like, we're on a text chain right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's asking, you know, these questions about Michigan winters, and I'm cracking up. I'm literally cracking up. She's like, out here when it's 50, it's cold. Like, I don't know what to do, you know? And I'm like, you're going to be fine. It's not that bad. She literally asked if she should go on Amazon and buy, snow boots. Like,
it's funny because when they come here, it is going to be a shock to them how cold it is in difference. And of course, we're used to it, right? And the same thing happens to when I go to California. The times I've gone to California, see my friends, like, oh, it's kind of cold out here. I'm like, no, you're fine. But then once you spend time there and then you come back, it's a reverse effect. Like that, because you got used to it. You got acclimated to it. I'm like, now it's, it is a little chillier than I thought it'd be. You know, and then like, it all depends on the season. You know, if it's winter and it's 55 degrees outside, we're wearing shorts, we're loving it, you know?
Oh, it's balmy.
It is balmy.
No, but
if it's 55 degrees in September, we're like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Absolutely. Context matters. But I love how he thinks, like how I think a lot of people think when they first come to a cold weather city, like, I've got to get the thickest, biggest coat or jacket or whatever possible, right?
I gotta look like the Michelin man.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And he just, instead of giving it to Terrion Arnold, just sitting in his closet.
Did you see the, so there was a quote from Aaron Rodgers yesterday, that's something to the effect of, he's like, yeah, I could be released by a teenager. Because there were the reports that came up from the Athletic did a story about Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets. And in that story, it said that it reported that his teenage kids have some influence with him, that they give him advice. So his teenage kids, so Aaron Rodgers, like, I could be released. I just saw an injury report that said Aaron Rodgers is dealing with a knee injury and his status for Sunday is up in the air. I find his story funny on a number of fronts, but the one that made me laugh about it was the names of the kids. The teenage sons, their names are Jack and Brick.
That's his real name, Brick?
Brick.
Like birth certificate and everything?
Brick is the name. So I immediately started Googling things.
Brick Johnson.
Yeah.
Brick Johnson. Okay, just making
solid.
Sure.
Solid.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, I was curious because when you hear the name Brick, you think Anchorman.
It's one thing you can think.
One thing you can think of, yeah. But when you add Johnson, it adds something different. But so I was thinking Anchorman, and I thought, please, 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 please let him be born after Anchorman so that we can at least think that he named his kid after a character in Anchorman. Alas, it's not the case. Anchorman came out, I think, in 2009, and the kid's 18 years old, so he was born before Anchorman came out. But what a name. Brick. Were you ever jealous of somebody else's name?
Me? Yeah, normal names. Growing up as Kang, like, just the teachers would immediately pause when they, you know, reading out attendance and like getting everyone who's here, new teacher sub, whatever, new class. Right before my name, they would stop, and I knew it was my name coming up. I'm here. It's Kang.
It's and not that tough,
it's
though.
Not. It's not. It's one syllable. I don't get it. But
because it's K-H-A-N-G.
Yeah, the H throws people off.
Like, the last name I can see throwing people off. But the first name, Kang, it seems like it'd be easy enough.
Yeah, they'll be like Klong, Khan. Like, it's just, I'm like, dude, just, yeah, so.
It's like, where's the L?
I don't know. The H is like some kind of hieroglyphic they've never seen before.
What are you adding an L for? That'd be frustrating for you, I'm sure.
So, yeah, if someone could have, yeah, any other name would have been fine as far as that goes. I mean, Scott, I'm sure, was easy enough for you going
through
life.
Yeah, it's easy. It's kind of plain. It was easy, and I didn't have much of an issue with it. The issue I had, like, growing up was that my cousins, my parents had cool names. And my cousins got to use that for Uncle Hugh and Aunt Brita. And I had, like, Uncle Tom, Uncle Ed, Aunt Jan, Aunt Sandy. It's like too simple. Everybody cousins, all you got to do the cool names. Like, damn it. But otherwise, my name was fine. I didn't have too much.
Well, I mean, now you go by Gator. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess, ish. Yeah, I mean, it's fine for people that I don't know, but it's not like my family members call me that.
No one in your family calls you Gator?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think, when I've been around your family, has anyone addressed you by Gator? Like, your brother calls you Scott?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about your nephew and niece? Uncle Gator?
It's Uncle Scott.
Oh, Uncle Scott?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not. There's no Uncle Gator.
I think Doug's kids call you Gator.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. But as far as my family's concerned,
okay.
Rico joins us in the studio here on a fine Christmas Eve. You got all your shopping done, my friend?
Yeah. I did. You know what? I'm actually going to talk about that. I knocked that stuff out a long time ago. I'm not the last minute shopper.
No? You're not good at it, or you've experienced it before and you realize you were never going to do that again?
Yeah, it's one of those where last time I checked, Christmas, 25th of December.
Next year,
it's going to be 25th of December. Kind of plan ahead for it.
It's a Thursday next year.
Is it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll make sure. Oh, that means a long weekend. So I'll make sure I at least take the 26th off. So I don't have to.
Good luck with that. Get that in now.
Yeah, that was a big mistake of mine. I got so wrapped up in doing like Lion stuff and show stuff and MSU stuff that totally time passed me by. I finally went in Jimmy's office. And he was like, dude, you're the last person to send in a request. So good luck with that. So I was like,
yeah, do you and Mike get into fights about that, about the days? Because they don't like us taking the same days off.
Which
so one of the hosts has to be there.
Yeah, which I don't understand.
Because it's our shows, you know, so we stand by it.
Yeah, let Kang host your show, man. Look, hey, Kang, step up to the big leagues. It's going to be your time from 10 to 2. No, we don't. We just kind of go over. I know the days that he likes, like, you know, the big horse racing days, and those are right. Like during the summer. He knows the days that I like, and I just, like this year, I was like, you know what? Go ahead, because I normally will take the Christmas week off and do New Year's. We swapped it this week, so he could take Christmas off, so no big deal.
No battle for the 26th?
No, rarely. I mean, I think it was one time, it was the day before or the day after the 4th. Or the 4th of July, actually. I think it was the 4th of July because we both thought we had the day off. And we're like, no, it's not a holiday. We're like, well, it's good.
It's a holiday for one of you, but not the other one.
Ended up being a holiday for both of us.
Oh, so. Boy.
Let's just put it that way.
What do you got coming up next?
Last-minute Christmas shopping. Plus, here's the thing. First of all, I don't even know if people are aware of what the Pistons are doing, but they're actually not bad. I'm not saying they're great.
No, they're entertaining.
They're not bad. They're entertaining. They're
worth watching.
Right. They're fun. They swept the Lakers for like the first time since I think 2017.
Like Ron Holland. He's fun to watch.
Yeah. Kay Cunningham may be a star, the star we've been waiting for. Like, is he on that Jared Goff arc where it took him a while before all of a sudden now, man?
Well, he's healthy.
And, you know, tomorrow, NFL is going to invade NBA territory. NBA was Christmas Day. It was like certain days belong to certain sports.
Yep.
NFL said, now we're crashing the party. Which one are you watching? NFL on Netflix or the NBA, the five NBA games?
Nice. Rico coming up next. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is 97.1 The Ticket.